Good morning. This week's parsha is Parshas Vayera. The end of the parsha deals with the Akedah, and here the Shem Yishmuel asks a beautiful question. He says that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yitzchak's life to end anyway, at that moment in time of the Akedah when Avram should have shechted, or supposed to at this time, thinking that he was going to shecht Yitzchak, so what is exactly the Nisayon? Avram Avinu knows that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon, and he knows that if Avram is not going to shecht Yitzchak, so then he would die anyway, because obviously this was his time to die. So what exactly was the test of Avraham Avinu? So the Shem Yishmuel says that the test was in the two words of the commandment that Avraham got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was, bring Yitzchak up, v'ha'aleu la'ola, bring him up as an ola, bring him up as an offering. And when a person brings up a korban as an offering, he has to do it b'simcha. As the Mishnayos tell us, that when the Klal Yisrael would bring up Aliyah LeRegel or Korbanos, they would do it with instruments, especially, specifically the Bikurim, and people did it happily. There was a lot of Simcha going on in Yerushalayim Aliyah LeRegel. People were so happy to bring up their Korbanos to get atonement or to show their love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Nisayon for Avraham Avinu was not the act itself, but is the way in he was going to conduct himself during that act. How are you going to conduct yourself during this Nisayon? If you're going to do it, accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandment, do it happily, so then the test will be passed. But even if you do it, but you do it begrudgingly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be happy. That's not what I want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, to be serving Hashem b'simcha. That means serving Hashem for good or for what we think is bad. And that was Ikar Nisayon, says Hashem Yishmuel. And that is the moment that Avraham Avinu taught Klal Yisrael. That when we are tested, even the biggest of tests, and the test of Akedah was the antithesis of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu stood for Chesed, and this was the ultimate antithesis of Chesed, shechting your own son. But even this he was able to do b'simcha. So ultimately our test, as we read this parasha, is to think that in our lives, personal lives, we have nisyonos, and or even mitzvos. And the mitzvah can mean so much more, the nisyon can be passed so much better, in so much higher form and elevate us if we do it b'simcha. So we should be zocha to be able to really serve Hashem b'simcha. We should only have bracha, but even in times of nisayon, we should try to be able to strive and overcome this nisyonos b'simcha. Have a good Shabbos.